Can you relate to this? You have a mile-long to-do list with things that you know that you need to get done. The laundry, cleaning out the car, home repairs, going to the doctor, making the kids' dentist appointments. Maybe you even have some harder topics on your mind, things you know you should do, but have been avoiding. Finishing up a project at work, having that tough conversation with a colleague, providing some critical feedback to your supervisor, declining that invite from an extended family member, and setting some boundaries with a friend. You have all these things that need to get done, and maybe you even want to get them done. And yet, for some reason, they don't get done. Day after day after day goes by. You try to focus, you try to rally, you try to willpower your way through getting it all done. You bully yourself, telling yourself that you're lazy if you don't do this. Anything to try to just get yourself to move forward with all of these items, all these tasks, all these to-dos. Maybe you get a little done here or there. Maybe you complete some of them. But for some reason, you just can't stay on top of it. What if I told you there is a better way? A way that is gentler. A way that's kinder. A way where ultimately you're going to get much more done. That's what I'm sharing with you today. So if you've ever struggled with procrastination, this episode is for you. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. What are you procrastinating on right now? Here's my list. Folding the laundry, sorting the socks. No one at our house likes to sort the socks. Ordering new shelves for the door of the fridge. It has been at least a year since those shelves first broke. Organizing our storage area in the basement, sending some thank you cards, tracking our budget, going for a run, even though I promised myself I would do that today, and finally, having a difficult conversation with a colleague. All things that I have been putting off. Can you relate? To some extent, we all procrastinate. We all avoid certain tasks or conversations or events, things we know we should do, but just don't want to. If you find that you are someone who procrastinates a lot, guess what? I actually have some good news for you. You probably are somebody who is highly flexible, adaptable, and actually really easy to get along with. Usually the reason that people regularly avoid certain things isn't because they're lazy or they don't want to work hard or try something new. Rather, they're often focused on maintaining peace and harmony, both within themselves and with their relationships with others. That's a good thing. Right now, the world needs people who are able to get along and play well with others. Folks who are flexible and adaptable. They're often easy to work with. They make great colleagues and friends. They're often supportive, very sociable, even tempered. Their relationships are often harmonious because they value that so much. Creating and maintaining that peace and harmony and that positivity is a strength of theirs. And they often bring a lot of positivity to situations, and they're viewed as non-judgmental by their peers. These are incredible strengths to have. The problem comes in when those strengths are overused, it turns into procrastination and avoidance. That means instead of wrapping up a project, you don't get it done. It means you take on more than you can handle because you don't want to tell anybody no. It means you avoid difficult but necessary conversations with friends, families, or colleagues. You tend to see a problem but think, oh, that doesn't sound like very much fun. Maybe it'll resolve itself. If it's not a burning issue right now, you think, oh, that can wait. Maybe it won't matter tomorrow. It means that everyday tasks that would make our lives so much easier, like doing the laundry, fixing the dishwasher, getting that project done at work, they're all avoided. You might think, I can do this later because I'd rather do something else now. That this isn't important. It'll probably resolve itself if I just leave it. For instance, in my household, I sometimes hear, why do we need to fold and put laundry away if we're just going to wear the clothes again? It means that the issues that need to be addressed, like the boss that's not respecting your time off at work or the friend that is regularly crossing your boundaries, maybe you downplay those problems or deflect them to others because you're trying to maintain that inner or external harmony. You might be thinking this is all too unpleasant. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. This could jeopardize the relationship. And you know what? It's not that big of a deal. It's not worth it. When this happens too often, it actually creates more stress and anxiety in our lives because we aren't getting done the things that we know we need to get done. And because we know it's only a matter of time before it comes back to bite us, whether it's somebody asking us why or us not meeting a commitment to ourselves or our partners or us not having something done to make sure our household runs smoothly, it's going to come back to bite us. In addition to that anxiety, it brings a lot of shame and guilt too, because we know we should be getting something done instead of leaving it to the last minute. When this happens, it's so easy to beat ourselves up, calling ourselves lazy or unreliable. But the reality is that we're just overusing one of our strengths that we have, which again is to try to maintain that positive outlook and that internal and external peace and harmony. Sometimes we avoid things so much, though, that it actually becomes a problem in our relationships. We tell our partner that we'll follow through on something, but then we don't. We know we have to have a difficult and uncomfortable conversation with someone. We know that that's necessary, but we avoid it nonetheless. Ultimately, the whole thing gets super awkward and the relationship suffers anyway. Or we ignore a conflict and it festers until we're filled with anger and resentment about it. Here's the thing. It actually is not that hard to move away from procrastination and avoidance, and the payoffs can be a huge reduction in stress, anxiety, and conflict. If you can begin to address the habit of avoidance, if you can stop procrastinating, you can ease a lot of that stress, both within yourself and within your relationships, whether at home or at work or with friends. I promised you that I'd give you a specific tool to help you do this, and I have it here for you. It's called the I'll Do It List. It's my take on a to-do list. If you are like pretty much every working mom on the planet, chances are you have a mile-long to-do list. Here's how you go about turning that to-do list into an I'll Do List. First, grab a pen and paper and center yourself in a quiet space. Try to be seated upright with your feet nicely on the ground and your back straight and your shoulders back. Take some deep breaths. Really feel the rise and fall of your breath. Take some time to do a scan of your whole body from head to toe, noticing how each part of your body feels. Maybe even rub two fingertips together, noticing the little ridges on your fingers. So that's the first step. Once you're grounded in your body, the second step is to make a list of everything you need to do. Take 5, 10, maybe even 15 minutes and just dump out all of those things that you need to do and that you've been procrastinating on. Get them all out of your head and onto paper. If you already have a running to-do list of this stuff somewhere, then you can use that too. The idea is really to get all those ideas, those tasks that you've been procrastinating on, and get them down onto paper so that you can sort them. And that's the third step. The third step is to take that list that you've made and then sort them in order of importance. So again, this will take you maybe 5-10 minutes. Sort them in the order of importance, putting the one that is having the most impact on you, the most consequences for you not doing it, put that one first at the top of the list and then move on down the list. Here's the fourth step. And this, my friends, is where the magic lies. You look at that list, start at the top, and then you ask yourself, from a space of total non-judgment, is this something that I am willing to do today? Be honest with yourself. If you are not willing to do it today, that is okay. Just accept that and move on. Don't even ask why. Don't call yourself lazy. Don't call yourself unreliable. Don't beat yourself up in any way. You don't even have to know why you won't do it. Just move on to the next. Accept it. Say, nope, I'm not going to do that today, and move down the list. Ask yourself that same question for each item until you get to an item that you will do. And then plan to do that item that day. The idea here is to stop judging, stop beating ourselves up about what we're not doing, about all the things that we're avoiding, all the things we're procrastinating on. Trust that those things that we have been avoiding do not need to get done today. They haven't gotten done thus far, and so the world is not going to end if they don't get done today either. Trust that for whatever reason, you are not ready to do that particular task, and build within yourself proof that you can do things by working through the list and getting to the spot of the thing where you will actually do it. If you follow this, you will teach yourself that you can do things even if you are not necessarily excited about them, like the laundry or the budget, or even if they are uncomfortable, like a hard conversation with a friend, or even if they are really stressful. Now, what if you get all the way to the end of your list and you don't want to do any of those things today? You aren't willing to do a one of them. Then what? Then you come back later that day or the next. You're gentle with yourself. Let it lie. You don't need to beat yourself up. I know that you are already doing a million things anyway. If you are not willing today to do any of those items on your procrastination list, then just accept it. The key here is to stop the shame and the guilt, because that stands in our way of getting anything done. Be gentle with yourself and try again tomorrow. As you do this, you'll teach your brain that you can do these things and that you do not need to avoid them. You will show yourself that you are capable of getting tasks done and having difficult conversations. You'll build that skill for yourself, and you'll gradually, over time, avoid and procrastinate less and less. And you'll do all of this without beating yourself up. This mind hack is a productivity hack that goes really well with this week's efficiency hack too. So if you haven't checked out episode 39 about the golden triangle, go back and listen to it. My friends, I know it's easier to believe that if you just tell yourself to do something, if you can just willpower your way through it, if you can make a million to-do lists, try all these different systems to get it done, that is somehow going to be easier and more effective for you. But the truth is, until you are kinder to yourself, until you stop beating yourself up, until you get out of the shame around what you won't do, you aren't going to consistently go out there and get stuff done. And you aren't going to feel good either. You aren't going to feel good about yourself or what you're doing. It's time to do things differently, to come from a place of wisdom, a place of love, a place of peace. Come from discernment instead of from bullying ourselves. Using this I'll-do list instead of a to-do list is one way that you can begin this shift. And as moms, we have to lead and model on this. As always, we have to go first. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.